DNA exists for just one reason, to create more DNA. And you have a lot of it inside you, about 6 feet of it squeezed into almost every cell. Each length of DNA comprises some 3.2 billion letters of coding, enough to provide 10^3,480,000,000 possible combinations. Guaranteed to be unique against all conceivable odds, in the words of Christian de Duve. That's a lot of possibility. A one, followed by more than 3 billion zeros. It would take more than 5,000 average-sized books just to print that figure, notes de Duve. Look at yourself in the mirror, and reflect upon the fact that you are beholding 10,000 trillion cells, and that almost every one of them holds 2 yards of densely compacted DNA, and you begin to appreciate just how much of this stuff you carry around with you. If all your DNA were woven into a single fine strand, there would be enough of it to stretch from the Earth to the Moon and back, not once or twice, but again and again. Altogether, according to one calculation, you may have as much as 20 million kilometers of DNA bundled up inside you. Your body, in short, loves to make DNA, and without it you couldn't live. Yet, DNA is not itself alive. No molecule is, but DNA is, as it were, especially unalive. It is among the most non-reactive, chemically inert molecules in the living world, in the words of the geneticist William Lewontin,